Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Who invented hairspray? John Waters.
Oh, hilarious.
Obesity, sass, fiber bars, disco stick. You know the drill. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free. And there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week, oh, those haters are gonna hate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I thought I heard a cricket in here a minute ago. Did you hear that?
A cricket? I did not hear.
It's going,
cricket.
Oh, it sounded like that.
Oh.
It was after I told that joke, so you never know.
Yeah, you know, that's when the crickets chirp and the tumbleweed blows.
Oh, God. Well, Cliff, you know, you're going to continue to belch on this show. And people can either accept it or hate it, because haters are gonna hate.
They are, Kendall. They are. There's one constant in life, and it's the haters.
There are so many haters. Now, Cliff, we defined a long time ago on the show. Not well, it wasn't a long time ago. They are all running together.
I decided long ago, Kendall, that I would never walk in anyone's shadow.
The kids texted us what haters gonna hate means.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
It means, you know, if somebody hates what you're doing, they're gonna hate. They're gonna. I know it was a better definition that the kids gave than I just eloquently put it.
It was.
And
it
was. I was. This came up to me the other night. I was watching a show, Cliff, on MTV.
Okay.
True Life.
And there were not Yo MTV Raps.
No, that came on after it. I usually fall asleep to that. It was a show about these people that had this condition where they obsess about food all the time. And I know what you're thinking, listeners. No, not like us.
It was us.
No,
we were on MTV.
Not obsessing about how much they eat. Obsessing about having everything perfect, like. Everything was hormone free, no meat, no dairy, no nut. You know, it was very strict. And to be honest, like, these people weren't doing all that bad. You know, I mean, there was one girl that was extreme because she would make herself vomit if she ate processed food, which is terrible and you shouldn't do that. But all the other people that were on there were just like eating this way. That was the decision they made. And everybody was like, oh, you. And there were these groups of friends, and they were like, why are you doing this? And this girl that weighed 5 pounds was eating cupcakes in front of her. She's like, food is your friend. Why are you doing this? And I thought, okay, first of all, this bitch is 5 pounds. And food.
Hater.
I'm a hater. I'm going to hate.
I'm going to hate. I'm going to hate her.
I was like, food is your friend. Food was my friend, Cliff, a long time ago, and it turned on me, and it's the clingiest
backstabbing
friend.
Bitch, yeah. Kendall.
And so I don't know why people just won't let these people make their choice and live their life.
Let it go. It is upsetting, and because people forget that every single concept that you know about how a person should live their life is completely made up.
Yeah.
It's completely fabricated.
Yeah.
And whether it's been told to you explicitly or whether you just picked it up on the street, it does not apply to everybody else in the world. Kendall, we are not only these huge, enormous, pyramid-sized bodies. People don't know if the slaves made us or if aliens came here and built us and then left because we seem too huge to possibly have been made by human hands. That's neither here nor there, though. You know, it's... But I don't know. I went off on pyramid thing. I don't know what I was talking about. We were in Egypt.
We were in the Holy Land, Cliff.
We are not only these huge fat bodies, Kendall. There's something inside us. Call it what you want. That is eternal, and that will one day be a snowflake melting back into a stream, back into the eternal that is and all that ever was. And we'll just be a particle floating by, and we won't care. We will have no worries. That is what we are. That is who we are on the deep, on the inside. Not these huge bodies. Why do the haters hate?
Speaking of pyramids and Egypt and old time lands, Cliff.
Food pyramid. People think we're a food pyramid because we've eaten so much and we're the size of a pyramid.
Luckily, they changed it to a plate. Cliff, I was thinking the other day when we were discussing in the writer's room about doing this show, you know, the way that people look at the way others should behave or live, if you look back to old, like, Victorian times and the weird, like, customs that people would do or the way they would interact or hold themselves up to a certain...
Oh, it's like everybody out there, they just think that they're the Dowager Countess.
Well, but what I mean is, like, if you look back at that, it looks, like, funny now. And so anything that people think is, like, the standard and the way things should be, in 100 years, people say, oh, that was so ridiculous how they acted. So yes. Nobody is right. Yes. Anybody can make their own destiny and live their own life. Damn it.
Live their own life. Thank you. And you've got to go. You've got to let it go. Because haters are going to hate. And you've got to...
Did we reach the maximum capacity for this podcasting studio?
Got to let it go. Let it go.
I'm trying, Cliff. I'm trying. But that's what this episode's about. It keeps inciting rage in me.
Kendall, has there ever been a time in your life when the haters hated?
Oh, yes. So many times. We don't have a long enough show for me to get into all the times, but I'm going to just start with the most recent. People in my family or people that I'm friends with, when I decided to become vegetarian, it was ridiculous. Everybody's like, oh, you got protein. Why would you do this? This is ridiculous. And no matter how many times I've told them, this is my choice, it doesn't matter, people will just continue to go on and on and on about it. And when I continue to eat, people are like, you're so fat, why don't you just stop?
Why? Why don't you just stop? That's not a joke. Yeah.
That's no joke. Cliff, the children are restless in this little schoolroom.
They're young and restless.
And the teacher decides to have an early dismissal. So the teacher says, whoever answers this question I ask first and correctly can leave early today. Well, who do you think was in the back row, Cliff?
Oh,
little Johnny. He says to himself, good, I want to get out of here. I am smart, and I will answer this question. So the teacher said, I don't know why she said it. That sounded like a recording. She said, who said 4 score and 7 years ago? And little Johnny, before he could open his mouth, Susie busted in, the little bitch, and said, Abraham Lincoln. And teacher said, that's right, Susie, you can go home. And Cliff Johnny was mad when Susie answered this question first. So then the teacher said, who said I have a dream? And before Johnny can get his mouth open, Mary says, Martin Luther King. And the teacher said, that's right, Mary, you can go. Little Johnny's even madder than before. And when the teacher says, who asked, ask not what your country can do for you. Before Johnny can open his mouth, little Nancy says, John F. Kennedy. That's right, Nancy, you may leave. And Johnny is boiling mad.
Oh, no.
That he has not been able to answer any of these questions. And when the teacher turns her back, little Johnny says, I wish these bitches would keep their mouths shut.
And the
teacher turned around and said, who said that? And little Johnny said, Tiger Woods, can I go now?
Oh, shit.
Oh. You are little the belchiest motherfucker on this episode.
Kendall, they were too old. Jews and one was named Solly, and he met his friend Yitzhak in the foyer of where else? The synagogue. And he said, "Sully, on the way here, I heard two men talking. They're going to plant a bacon tree in your garden." "Oi," says Sully, "a bacon tree in a Jewish garden? That is not kosher. I must go at once and stop them." And Kendall, as he reached his house, somebody just hit him on the head and stole his wallet right out from under him. He woke up in the hospital. There was his old buddy, Yitzhak. It was a mitzvah that he was there the whole time. And he said, "Sully, please forgive me. I got it wrong. It was not a bacon tree. It was a ham bush."
Oh, the Jews, Cliff. The Jews.
Hilarious. What a hilarious ethnic minority.
I was walking down the street. This is an anecdote, by the way. I was walking down the street with my wife earlier when she accused me of being ashamed to be seen with her, Cliff.
Oh, no.
And I said, "That's crazy." That's crazy, I texted from across the street.
Can I explain that happened to you today? Well, I was out today. I met a fairy, and she said she would grant me one wish. And I said, "Well, I want to live forever."
Why would you say that, for God's sakes, Cliff? Have I taught you nothing?
It was the first thing that came to my mind, Kendall. I instantly regretted it. But the fairy said, "Well, sorry, I'm not allowed to grant wishes like that." And so I thought for a minute, then a light bulb went off, Kendall, in my brain. And I said, "Well, fine. Then I want to die right after the Republicans get their heads out of their asses."
Oh.
And that fairy, she just said, "Oh, you big, fat, crafty bastard." Looks like I'm living forever. Luckily, the listeners are saying, luckily, if only Kendall can meet another fairy and live forever, the show will never
end. Cliff, I was
generations to come will enjoy.
The wish would have been for you and your co-host to live forever. Don't ever leave me out of your wishes. I can't stay behind and do. I mean, I can't leave and anyway, I can't do this cloud to cloud show by myself. Cliff,
no.
Why do bald men have holes in their pockets?
I don't know.
Oh, so they can run their fingers through their hair.
Oh no, Kendall. Oh God. Walking up to the counter in the record store, the luscious young lady asked the man, "Do you have U2's latest?" "What I got for you," the man said, leaning closer, "is an 8-inch long."
Oh.
And puzzled the girl. She says, "Is that a record?" "No," the clerk said, "but it's far better than average."
Oh.
Oh, no, Kendall.
Not bad at 8 inches. Not the record, but not bad.
I gotta take a break.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
I'd like to say something to the ladies. You know that one of the rules of modern life is perfect cleanliness. For instance, women years ago would be horrified at the thought of washing their hair every day, as many of our Hollywood stars do. But then they didn't have Fitch's saponified coconut oil shampoo in those days. If they had, I'll wager they would have used it frequently, for Fitch's saponified shampoo always leaves the hair lustrous and easy to set. Made from pure vegetable and mild coconut oils, it won't dry the hair or make it harsh feeling. Ask for a professional application of Fitch's saponified coconut oil shampoo at your beauty or barber shop, or buy an economical bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter.
Here they are again, Cliff and Kendall, those two big old boys from... whatever.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, all right, we're back.
We have so many backs.
You could make a lot of backs out of the backs that we have, is basically the truth. You know what I think? When people set out to win the approval of others, when you're so worried about being praised and being loved and being held in high regard by others, I think that it's just crazy, Kendall, because if you gain their approval, you'll become a slave to outside messages of praise. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Even if they like you, somebody else's opinion of you is directing your life. And it's not you. You're doing everything for their love and attention.
Yeah.
If we wanted to be loved, Kendall, do you think we'd do a show like the one that we do?
We wouldn't be belching if we were seeking approval of other people.
Of course not. We tell good jokes instead.
We're going, we don't care about the haters. We're going against the grain.
And Kendall, if they don't like you, you'll be pushing even harder to change their minds, and you'll still be directed by forces outside of yourself. Both of those outcomes just results in you being dependent on the approval of others. You gotta let it go, Kendall.
If only I could let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
If I could let my weight go, there wouldn't be a problem.
Let it go.
But it's time, Cliff, to check in.
Oh, no.
On our weight loss, I'm sorry to say it. It's time to find out who's lost the most weight or who's gained the least. It's the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Chubby Challenge. Oh, I hate to say it. That it's time for the Chubby Challenge because I don't want to say it out loud. Why don't you start us out, Cliff, this week?
You don't want to flip a coin again?
Oh, Cliff, flip that coin.
All
flip
right.
Flip a bit.
I don't have a coin, but I have a vitamin C packet, and call
just as good.
Heads, fronts, or backs, okay?
Okay.
All right, while it's in the air.
Okay.
What do you say?
Oh, I didn't see it go up in the air. Backs.
It was fronts.
I lose every week. Let me check here on the list. I lost nothing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it was a rough week, Cliff. It was a rough week.
Well.
I'm sorry, listeners. That is why the shame that comes from today will force me to do better next week. Because haters gonna hate.
That's right.
Hey, I'm not gonna be a slave to what people want me to be, Cliff.
Don't.
No, I'm working on it, and today's disappointment will just push me hard. Hey, I want to refer back to the story of the tortoise and the hare, Cliff. Because sometimes that hare he's sitting on the side under the tree says, "Oh, it's so beautiful outside," and the tortoise just real slowly walking. I didn't gain any.
That was for, in case you didn't hear last week when Kendall told the story of the tortoise and the hare.
Oh, and next week I'll probably tell it again. So get used to it. Haters gonna hate, Cliff. What is your weight?
Haters
and what did you lose?
I lost 2.6.
Oh, as well as my respect. No, just kidding. Well, aren't you great, Cliff? You always can lose weight when you want to.
Nah, not quite, Kendall, but what does that bring your grand total up to?
Oh, let's see. Let me get my calculator out. Let's see. 1 + 0. 1, Cliff. I've lost 1 pound. How many pounds does that put you up to? Let me get my graphing calculator out. Let's get that one out.
Because I can need it if you want to plot my circumference on an enormous graph sheet. That brings my total up to 9.8.
Oh, isn't that lovely, Cliff? I'm happy for you. Watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Because you're going to have to stop sooner or later.
I'm watching out, Kendall. I wish you the best of luck. Let me know if there's anything I can do.
Oh, stop losing weight. That's what you could do. Wasn't that fun? As we inch closer and closer to a 2-hour salute to Bette Midler.
But you got to have friends. The feelings of...
You don't get to start yet.
Kendall, you are the wind beneath my wings. Well, he is.
You are the fat beneath my shoulders.
I do have fat beneath my shoulders. Can I tell you?
That's the worst fat ever.
This huge pocket of fat that's in my armpit. What is up with that?
Okay, as a fat person, as an expert on the subject, I would have to say the worst fat is right there on your side, under your arm, because, you know, I mean, you're used to belly fat. It's like, oh, I've had this forever. I've had my face is fat, whatever. But right there, it's like your body just, like, sticks out weirdly right there. It just looks odd.
It does, because you're also used to, like, your breasts jutting out in front. But when they're, like, side breasts under your arms. In addition to the breasts on your back.
The back breasts, yeah.
It's the worst, Kendall. But haters are going to hate.
I know.
But would you rather hate, or would you rather let it go? and be free of the approval of others.
Well, let's let the listeners decide. It's time for Would You Rather?
It's time, Kendall, to make a decision.
It's time to make that decision. It's time for you to make a decision, Cliff. Would you rather work your dream job for no wage, relying only on welfare payments to survive, or sit in a white, empty room with no windows, 8 to 5, 5 days a week, for $5 million a year?
What would I have to do in that white room?
Nothing. You just sit. It's like solitary confinement.
Kendall, haters are going to hate. I'll be on welfare, living my dream, doing the show with you. We'll go to cash our welfare checks together.
Well, I thought about this for a while, because as bad as that sounds, work feels like that sometimes already. So 8 hours of that a day for 5 days a week and $5 million a year, we could buy a glorious new podcasting studio. We could hire a contractor that is not asleep in the hallway.
Kendall, I almost tripped over him. I was trying to go to the bathroom during the commercial break. I almost tripped right
over.
Luckily,
he snores so loudly, it's like his own alarm.
Kendall, would you rather have a firecracker blow up in your mouth, or would you rather drill a small hole in your own forehead?
Ooh. How deep would this hole have to go?
It has to go all the way through into your brain.
Oh, shit. I think I would go for the quick firework. Because think about drilling.
Kendall, you're a firework. Yes.
Like just one quick pop and it's over. The drill.
You're right.
I mean, they're both going to hurt. Might as well get it over with quick.
Sure.
Okay. Cliff, would you... This is a dangerous one. Cliff, would you rather fall down every staircase that you encounter? Or would you rather smash your fingers at every door you walk through?
Staircase.
Oh, staircase.
Oh, yeah. Staircase.
Because you can avoid staircases. You have to walk through doors all the time.
Yeah. And, like, staircase, you can at least, like, you know, pull yourself in and just kind of roll...
Yeah.
Oh, no. That makes my fingers hurt.
Tuck and
roll. Would you rather be a tree or live in a tree?
Oh, I'd rather live in a tree.
I'd rather be a tree. You can live in me.
Why would you rather be a tree?
Okay, because I feel like I'm already a weeping willow so much of the time.
I'm a mighty oak, Cliff.
Well, see, that's why I would rather... Oh, Cliff's a tree, oh, Cliff's a tree, the biggest tree you've ever seen.
But if you were a tree, you'd be a Christmas tree.
You're a fat one, Mr. Cliff.
All right. Would you rather watch porn with your parents?
Okay.
Or watch porn of your parents?
Of.
Really?
I could get over that, Kendall. Maybe I'm not even... Am I sitting there like Clockwork Orange with my eyes pried open?
Oh, my God. I would rather watch porn with my parents any day.
No, because then you don't have to tell them you saw it.
Oh.
Very.
Weirdo. Haters gonna hate. I'm gonna hate.
Eater's gonna eat. You're gonna eat. Kendall, would you rather eat a shot glass full of live wasps?
Ooh.
Or just eat a shot glass.
Wasps.
Oh.
Because wasps will
die.
They're
gonna hate.
And they're gonna go down. And you're gonna digest them just fine. The glass is gonna tear up your insides.
Oh, fucking. I'd rather die than do either of those.
That's all the.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking you. That's all the decisions
that's
you're gonna make.
That's all I'm asking. No more decisions. Not today.
No more decisions for you today, Cliff. Oh, except for the decisions. Oh,
yeah.
It's like an earthquake. It just throws me off guard. It's like, oh, the room's shaking. What's happening? Then I completely forgot what I was talking about. Something about haters and rather doing something.
Oh, Kendall.
What, Cliff?
The media. It stops for no man.
It stops for no man, and you don't stop for any minute. It's time for Cliff.
I don't.
Me.
I only break for food, Kendall.
Breaks from right now. Have some food and tell us your medium minute.
Oh, Kendall, do you know this was a news bomb a week or so ago? Madonna's daughter caught smoking on camera.
Ooh.
Have you seen the pics?
No, I haven't.
15-year-old Lola. But, you know, it's a teenage thing. And Madonna, she just says, well, I need to be a tougher mom.
What are you looking at?
Cliff, I think the best parenting skills are being a hypocrite. Because I'm going to tell my children, no, you are not eating a candy bar ever.
While Uncle Cliff's in the bathroom shooting up a Reese's. All right, Kendall, did you know Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction case, it's headed to the Supreme Court of all places.
Still? After all these years?
Yes, Kendall, for some reason, that is the most important thing in our country at the moment. But the number one thing in the country, did you know, Madonna's album, MDNA, only a few weeks ago, I was handing out autographed copies to the people of Busheltown. I'd stayed up all night autographing them myself.
I didn't know this was a Madonna minute.
It went number one in nearly 40 countries. She's got a big world tour coming soon. Kendall's already 97% sold out. Kendall, speaking of love, how much I love Madonna. McLovin, he's attached to star in a CBS sitcom about a guy that works at Groupon. Doesn't that sound like a classic in the making? Nick at Night of Tomorrow, everybody. The Groupon show.
I hope I get
Kendall,
20
you know?
Minutes of hilarity for 10 minutes of viewing.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Guess what? There's a brand new Eau de Parfum out at Macy's. It's called Truth or Dare, and it's designed by, who do you know? Madonna.
Madonna.
It's the best smelling stuff. You could ever imagine. I don't know why everybody doesn't go buy their mom a bottle today for Mother's Day, kiddo. Speaking of mothers and others and wonderful things, did you know that Lifetime is currently remaking a beloved classic movie, Steel Magnolias? They're going to put it on Lifetime. Now, here's the thing. I would be mad, but they've changed it so much that I'm not mad. I'm actually glad. You know who I'm glad for, Kendall? The African-American Cliff that's out there somewhere who's thinking, who do I look at? Why can I not watch a movie 1,000 times? And now they're going to be able to, because you know what? You know who's playing Sally Field's role? Who other than Queen Latifah? The modern-day Sally Field.
Is this going to be a raisin in the magnolia?
It's, oh, Kendall.
You were the one talking about a black cliff. Oh, come on.
We already...
Haters
please,
gonna hate.
That's a beautiful thing. We already lost all the Jews and the bad jokes, and now you've eradicated our African-American audience. Come on back, people. It's Felicia Rashad. Claire Huxtable is playing Clary. And Alfre Woodard is Weeza. And it's just going to be premiering on Lifetime later this year. African-American homosexuals in their teenage years will love it. And I'm excited to
Who did you say is playing Dolly's part? I missed that.
Well, Jill Scott is going to play Truby. I think a lot of them are a little bit younger than they were.
Oh, okay.
And I guess Queen Latifah's 40, and Sally Field was pretty young. That was 20 years ago, so yeah. She's
well,
not that far.
I'll watch it. I'll be excited to see what they put together.
Sure. It'll be great. And that's all the media I've got, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, that was the longest minute in my life.
It was the best minute of your life. It was sad.
Madonna minute. It's sad. We're going to change Mother's Day to Madonna's Day.
I think we might as well.
She's like a mother, right?
Like a mother.
She'll have to rewrite her song. Oh, if our listeners love Madonna as much as Cliff does, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Facebook.com/Cliff and Kendall, Tumblr.com/Cliff and Kendall. Check us out. Call us on our fat line, 818-3084-FAT. On all these sites, we'll have an apology letter to all the Jewish and African-American communities. Yeah.
Kendall, it's because that we know that deep down inside of us is the part that is one with every other person on Earth, and we don't discriminate. We just make hilarious jokes. They just happen, everybody. I want you, Kendall, to never look down on anybody unless you're helping them up. And that was said by Jesse Jackson.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Cliff, no one else can ever make your choices for you. Your choices are yours alone. They are as much a part of you as every breath you will take, every moment of your life. And that's an unknown artist.
Every breath I take.
Your choices are yours, Derek.
All the food I eat. Don't you find it odd that when you're a kid, everyone, all the world, encourages you to follow your dreams, but when you're older, somehow they act offended if you even try. And that was said by Ethan Hawke, and doesn't that have a ring of truth about it?
Yes, it's truer than true, Cliff. Accept no one's definition of your life, but define yourself. And that's also an unknown Arthur.
I love it. Kendall, if you have...
That was Cliff. Oh my God.
Judge.
What the hell has happened today?
Kendall, if you judge people, you have no time to love them. And that was said by Mother Teresa.
Oh, wonderful. I love Mother Teresa.
Oh, Mama T, take me home.
Take me home.
Country roads, I'm Cliff.
And I'm gonna see haters gonna hate that you didn't come up with your own song for the end, but they're gonna
let
hate.
It go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to today's show. That's 30 minutes to an hour, mostly well spent.
Be free of the approval of others.
Something about haters, you know.